I'm Shark, he's Goon. Today, it's our first video game episode, MLB The Show 20. Because of the great shutdown and everything, I pre-ordered the games. I can't believe I paid $80 for a video game to get it 3 days early. But boy, I was cooped up in the house all weekend and I wanted to play the show. And I'm glad I bought it. Goon, what do you think of the show?
I was holding off on pre-ordering it. And I was just going to buy it when it came out. I ended up pre-ordering it too. And it's way better than the last couple of iterations of the show too. I'm actually, it feels like it's more user-friendly. The graphics are great, and I can't wait to play you know, online.
Yeah, this game, I keep coming back to how great it looks. I feel like the colors really pop. The stadiums look great. The animations are great. It is a fantastic-looking game.
Yeah, and the players are actually looking like the players. Then, you know, they've always had that, like, that uncanny valley where there's something just a little off, but the players actually are starting to really look like the players from real life.
There's a lot of that. I'm glad you brought that up. I've been playing franchise mode and I put Matt Harvey on my team. And as Matt Harvey struggles, his body language is like real life Matt Harvey. When he's rocking and he walks off the mound with that cocky attitude, his video game avatar has a cocky attitude. I mean, it really feels like the guy.
Yeah. And I don't know if they, you know, used game tape or what to figure it out, or they brought some players in or actors even to mimic, you know, with motion capture of players, which like they do in wrestling games. They actually bring in wrestlers and put them in mocap suits to mimic all the other, you know, all the big time wrestlers. So they don't have to do it. And I could just see, you know, them doing this. And I was just expecting another MLB The Show and nothing bigger, and I'm really blown away by it.
Yeah, this is in league with NBA 2K, I think, is the other great game on a PlayStation 4. As I play this, I can tell, like, someone, like, really cares to make this game good. You could easily get away with, you know, hey, it's competent baseball, and here's a couple new modes, and we updated the rosters. But this just feels like we wanted to make a masterpiece, and I think they nailed it. It is great, this game.
Have you even noticed, like, the controls are, like, more intuitive?
Absolutely.
Where it's like, you know, in the past, you go to throw a ball, and it, no matter what you did, it still didn't do the right thing that you wanted it to do. Now it feels like it's actually, like, stepping ahead, like, a quarter of a second of you and going, all right, this is what he's doing. We're going to help him out, and we'll make it smoother. But if you're totally going to throw a ball away, it's going to make you throw the ball away no matter what. It's not going to fake the game for you. But it just feels smoother. And I might just put the game on in demo mode to watch baseball.
Yeah, seriously. I noticed what you're talking about. When I turn double plays, you can actually cheat a little and make the second throw before the first throw is even complete. Much, you know, sort of like how you do it in real life. Not that you can throw a ball before you have it, but there's the neighborhood play where you're kind of moving and have touch of the base before you get the ball.
Yeah, it's not like where you had it hit. Oh, wait, he got the ball. Now I can hit again. It's picking up the speed of the game a little bit where you're not just sitting there and, you know, mashing buttons, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I always, with the controls, my son and I argue about this. Now, for video, he makes fun of me because I play on relatively easy modes, and I always dumb down the controls. Like, when I play soccer, I have shoot and pass. I don't need to do bicycle kicks. Same thing here. I went to classic, retro, whatever they call it, pitching mode, where just, you know, X for fastball, and here's where I want to put it. And rather than doing the three clicks, I have my hitting is I push X to swing. You know, those of you who want to play more advanced flicking things, go ahead. I just want to play a fun video game. It's why I put Matt Harvey on my franchise team. It makes no sense why you would pick him up, but it's more fun for me. I'm a guy in the basement. I just want to have a good time. That's how I play.
Well, I actually like to have the pitching, like the advanced pitching. Uh-huh. And the hitting, I dumb down the hitting. I actually like when I'm pitching to pitch, you know, more like real, but the hitting, they make the hitting sometimes way too hard. So, you know, I'm with you on dumbing down on some stuff and playing the right way with the others.
Yeah, some of the best video game advice I got is from the Press Row podcast. They only talk about sports video games. And last year, one of the guys suggested on Madden, play arcade mode. And I had never played arcade mode, and I switched to arcade mode. And the net result of that is you get more big plays where you'll throw downfield and your guy makes a one-handed catch. And it's just more fun. Maybe it's not as realistic, but it's just more fun. And if I'm going downstairs for an hour to play a game, I just want to have a good time.
Yeah, I think maybe that's because, like, our generations growing up, we had the more fun games like NBA Jam and those kind of games like Mutant League Football, Mutant League Hockey. And now everything's so realistic that we still like that older, hey, I'm just here playing the game. It's supposed to take me away from, you know, an actual simulation. And I think that's part of, you know, if you get frustrated with a game, you don't want to play anymore. Like, I have Spider-Man for PS4, and there's one level I just can't beat. And I'm just like, I've played an hour trying to beat this. I've given up, and I haven't put it back in.
That keeps happening to me on whatever the most recent Star Wars game is, where you play as a young Jedi. I think I know the name of the game. And I keep getting these levels that are maddening, and I just stop playing the game for like weeks at a time because it annoys me. I just want to have fun.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Some of the like craziness with how like, quote unquote, realistic it has to be. Just give me a fun game, make it, you know, as realistic, but just make it fun and give me the different levels where if I don't want to play, you know, with everything, basically sabermetrics guys would love it, the harder version of the game versus just like, I'm here to watch hit home runs and turn double plays.
Yeah, exactly. That Star Wars game, I've had to turn to YouTube walkthroughs like three times because I got stuck for over an hour and got frustrated. That's not good game design.
No, it's not. And like, I understand trying to make the game a little hard to make it playable, but at the same time, you got to make it that it's playable and enjoyable.
Yeah. So what mode are you playing in the show? This year I've decided to change things up, and FIFA, sometimes I just play as a career mode, and then other years I'll get into the card game. In FIFA 19, I did the card game. FIFA 20, I'm back to doing career. Historically on the show, I have played, Road to the Show, My Player. And this game, since I got it day one and felt like I could keep up for at least a while, I won't be able to keep up forever because I'm an adult and I do other things. But for now, I'm playing the Diamond Dynasty mode and grinding and collecting cards. And I have on my team already, I've got Ken Griffey Jr. is my center fielder, Mickey Mantle in right field, and Dave Kingman is my first baseman. So that's just fun for me.
Right now I'm playing the franchise mode. What I do is like I'll usually play, you know, through 2 years, and then I'll start bouncing around to different modes. But for right now, I miss baseball, so I'm just trying to GM and play, you know, the games that I'm missing. But the funny thing is, of course, I took the Mets. The first thing I did, I traded Cano.
Yeah. So I've been playing 6-7 hours a day. That won't last, but over the weekend playing 6-7 hours a day, I did many, many hours of Diamond Dynasty and then a couple turns through franchise mode. I created my team, put Matt Harvey on it, and I'm playing the Matt Harvey games and simulating the other four.
Yeah, I'm doing the lock player, which is awesome, which you can only in the past do it with the creative player, I think.
Yep. Lock play is great.
Yeah. So I play lock play and the game you're done in 10, 15 minutes. It goes by quick. You're not wasting too much time of your day. You can get more games in and do more stuff. So I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's great that you don't have to play 9 innings of a baseball game for the same reason we play 5 minute quarters on Madden or whatever else on any other game. Like to play a 9 inning baseball game takes a long time as a video game. So I'm with you. I'd rather get a bunch of games in and hopefully get some multiple seasons.
Yeah. According to PlayStation, it's 45 minutes for a 9 inning game.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe I have 90 minutes, maybe. Unless there's coronavirus, in which case I have 6 hours. But even if I have 6 hours, I'd like to play more than 8 games. I'd like to play, you know, a ton of games. Plus, I have to play NBA, too.
Yeah, so I'm locked in with the show for a little bit. Then I'll go back to my wrestling for a bit, too.
Yeah, I can't recommend this game highly enough. I'll give it an 11 out of 10.
I'll agree with you. It's really good. If I find anything that I don't like about it, I'll try to update my score. But, yeah, definitely an 11 out of 10.
All right. So we're like, how many episodes into this podcast? We both finally like something. See, everybody, we like stuff. We'll hate on the next thing. Discovery's coming back soon. Shark and Goon will return.